Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Sufjan Stevens, the folk and electronic artist, is out with his 9th studio album today. Titled Convocations, it's a 5-volume journey through Stevens' processing of grief. Here and Now's Alexander Turk spoke with Stevens about his new work.
Sufjan Stevens began his musical career in the early 2000s with bombastic celebrations and soft-spoken odes to the states of Michigan and Illinois.
All things go, drove to Chicago.
Along the way, he took listeners on a frenetic and electronic exploration of his identity.
Trying to be something that I wasn't at all.
And returned home to Oregon to mourn the death of his mother.
The evil had spread like a fever ahead. It was night when you died, my firefly.
Stevens also took time to compose for the New York City Ballet and record 2 albums of Christmas music. And now, an impossibly difficult year has informed the next era in sound for the genre-shattering artist. Stevens has turned the process of grieving and healing into the 5 movements of his new album, Convocations. I asked him why he decided to put down his trademark voice and guitar and pick up a synthesizer.
This past year, I've just felt so overwhelmed with the content of the world, you know, the pandemic and all the extreme sort of political movements and racial inequity and the terror of, like, this invisible plague. All of that is just, like, bearing down on all of us every day, and I felt like I had almost been rendered speechless in a way.
Speechless, and in the midst of a difficult year, Stevens was also hit with the gut punch of learning about the death of his father, Richard.
He was always a huge fan of my work, and he wasn't musical at all. You know, he was a very practical person. You know, he was really good with his hands. You know, he was like a builder and a painter and a chef.
Stevens' father had grappled with health difficulties for over a decade, including a stroke.
He was so sick at the end, I felt almost a sense of joy and relief that he could now be in heaven and play basketball with Jesus. So there was kind of like a sense of like, you know, obviously like a vacuum and an emptiness in my chest, but also a sense of relief too. That kind of informed the process and that informs the, you know, the material.
Stevens sat down with a synthesizer in December and recorded the 5-volume album in sequence.
A lot of this music is improvisational, so it's based on first thought, best thought. I would just try to create an interesting sound and then start improvising on the synthesizer and coming up with a pattern and not allowing myself to think too deliberately about what I was doing. And I think that that's a way of just capturing the moment and capturing, like, a fleeting musical sensation that's just there and then it leaves you.
The album's 5 movements, Meditations, Lamentations, Revelations, Celebrations, and Incantations, mirror the 5 stages of grief. But Steven said he decided on those themes after the 49-song album was recorded.
You know, I don't really prescribe to the stages of grief. I think we all grieve in different ways. And in some ways, I wanted some of this music to be palliative because and restorative because that's how I was approaching it and how I wanted to use it for myself. But then there's other sequences and songs and tracks and stuff that kind of resist that and kind of move more into the, like, world of evoking the scope of human emotion that isn't necessarily, like, helpful or useful.
This isn't the first time Stevens has used his music to process grief. Stevens had composed his haunting 2015 album, Carrie and Lowell, in the wake of his mother's death. An achingly personal odyssey through that loss, Convocations takes the time to lean into that sorrow as well. But unlike Carrie and Lowell, Stevens says Convocations isn't about his personal suffering, but about universal suffering. The album ends on a hopeful note, though, trying to turn that suffering and loss into an appreciation for its opposites, joy and vitality.
You know, I recorded most of this in the dead of winter, and now it's coming out in the spring, and I think that that's, it's like a serendipity in a way, that like it's, it allows for us to receive this music with hope, you know, for the future. And that's, I think that's something that we all deserve and need more than ever right now.
Sufjan Stevens' album, Convocations, is out today on the Asthmatic Kitty label. For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Turk.